But I think...
But you write in the book, it's even your closest friends thought you guys had it all.
Yes.
You were just together and that was it.
Well, not my closest friends.
Maybe you didn't write the whole book. Yes, here it is. I underlined closest friends.
Yes, but you see, since I said that...
They're not your friends anymore.
No, they're not still my friends. But when you say closest friends, I mean, you know, in terms of closest friends, yes, there were a lot of close friends that were disappointed because they thought that we were Desi and Lucy and, Bob and Natalie. And I said one day, didn't they get a divorce? And they did. You know, you can't go on being married to somebody if you have a total different set of values about everything. And I agree that she was so beautiful that the light kind of shone on me when I was with her, and people were very taken with the two of us. But you have to live your life, I think, honestly, otherwise you're lying. And I wasn't about to lie about it. I mean, the last 2 years it wasn't a marriage at all.
Yeah, but I don't want to dwell on it. We'll do this segment. We'll get into other stuff, too. But I think a lot of it, too. I mean, let's be blunt. A lot of it also is you gave an interview. I think it was on ABC or something.
No, wait
a minute.
That was one interview.
But everybody remembers
the man. No kidding. The man has done, I have never written a Kiss and Tell book. I have never said an unkind word about my first wife, who wrote a book about me and has been on Geraldo 37 times whenever they pay her. And says terrible things. I never...
She really sucks.
Never said an unkind word about anybody. And one morning, as any man will tell you, or any woman that's going through a divorce, you have a day where you're angry because of lawyers. And you go crazy. Now, unfortunately, it was on national television. I had a purple suit on. Hadn't slept in 5 days. I've been apologizing for that for way too long now. I'm not going to apologize for it anymore.
Well, you know what it's like? It's like, do you remember the famous ad when Lyndon Johnson was running against Barry Goldwater and the mushroom cloud, and if you let Goldwater, the whole thing? Do you remember that ad?
Well, I know what you're saying.
Because that ad ran one time.
You
know that ran
that?
One time, and that was it. And yet people think they saw it 100 times.
Well, of course. But, I mean, we also remember Pearl Harbor. That was just one day. But thousands of people were killed and it started a war. I just said, I think we should sever this relationship, and I think we should do it with dignity and class, and you can have anything you want, and all I want is to split the time with Quentin because I love him so much, and you go on with your life because you're beautiful and you won't have any problems and you're talented, etc. And the next day, it was a media explosion.
Well, you're very honest about it. You say the bottom line is real simple. She slept with somebody else. It was history for you. Last 2 years, During that time, I'm going to presume you didn't sleep with anybody else.
That's cute, too.
No, that's a question. That's an interesting way of saying.
Well, I'll ask you an interesting question.
Okay.
What the hell would you do if you saw your wife sleeping with somebody?
No.
Would you go
up
to the monastery?
Up until that point.
Up until that point, I did not fool around with anybody. I never fooled around
after
with anybody.
That, yes, I would
ever
go to the monastery.
Yes, I know you would. And you know what? You'd be funnier there than you are here.
Uh-oh, we're losing it. You took off your jacket. Is that because you're comfortable or uncomfortable?
No, it's just to show you that it possibly we could,
fisticuffs.
No, never. I wouldn't.
I could use it for ratings. I like you. You're not going to hit somebody like Dan August. You're not going to do that. Burt Reynolds is here. Everybody wants to talk to him. There's lots to talk about. Believe it or not, there's more than just that. I do want to talk a little bit about Dinah Shore, because I always had a crush on Dinah Shore, too. So we'll talk
about
that.
The whole world did.
Yeah,
so.
I guess so.
And rightly so.
Anyway, Burt is here. 808-0810. Your opportunity to talk to him directly. And, we'll see how it goes. Stay with us. Our KGO time, Bert and I are schmoozing off the air. Had a couple good lines here. You should save them for the air. I like the reason that you got canceled, and that makes sense. Why you no longer do the orange juice spots?
Well, it was because divorced people do not drink orange juice. And that's everybody knows that.
Everybody knows
so
that.
They got a non-controversial guy to replace me, which was Rush Limbaugh.
Right. And now he's out on that one,
he's
too.
I think they've had a pretty good track record all the way down the line. Anita Bryant, they spawned. Because they knew gay people don't drink orange juice.
You got dumped by Quaker State, too. I mean,
Quaker State, yeah. Well, divorced people don't use oil.
Which leads to the question. I read somewhere that you said you're broke. Are you really? You're not really broke. I mean, you dress too well for a guy who's broke.
I didn't say I was broke.
Yeah.
I said, I'm getting there. But I'm working, thank God. But then I'm old. That's part of the whole situation when you decide to separate. You've got to be ready for that. But, you know, I've got so many ashes on me that Travolta looks like a punk kid next to me coming out of the ashes. I mean, I am Phoenix and a dinosaur.
Travolta is a punk kid compared to you.
Well, no, he's not really. He's a good kid. But he has been down and back and down and back, and dear God, so have I. I call it the Tracheotomy Award.
Uh-huh.
I'm due for it now, you know.
You want to talk about the one thing that's the real love of your life, that's Quentin, and that's something we have in common because we're both older and have very young kids. And is something about older fathers, isn't there?
I wouldn't have been. I wanted children all my life, but because I love kids. And I wasn't sure about how I would, because all babies look like oatmeal to me. I never understood. This is a beautiful baby, and I'd say it looks like oatmeal, but yes, it's beautiful. Then, 3-day-old child was put in my arms, and I said, now this is beautiful.
Now this is a nice
this
kid.
This is a beautiful baby. And a jock, and funny, and with it, and much, much more able to handle everything than anyone thinks. I read, you know, there's a book for everything. You know, how to talk to a talk show host, how to handle your, you know, whatever, and how to tell your children to get divorced. I read all that crap. Went for a walk with him on the beach. Nothing was working. And he looks up at me. He's 5 at the time and says, Dad, the dance is over. And I said, I was just going to say that. That's very well put. We start out, you know, together, and then you separate, go separate ways. It's very, very hard when there's a child involved because he's the most important thing in my whole life. You know?
How are you working that out? I mean, half and half type of thing?
No, we're not. That's why we're still...
That's the main fight that's going on right now? She doesn't want you to have him at all?
No. He's used as a, you know, a weapon. And it's not the way to do it, you know? Because obviously, I'm paying the third largest child support in the history of the state of California. And the two guys ahead of me were sheiks. One guy painted pubic hair on statues. You remember
that? Oh, the one from Beverly Hills.
Yeah, one guy. And
you're paying the third highest ever?
Yes.
How much you paying?
A lot.
Well, I mean, how do I know you're telling the truth? The third highest ever. We'll have people
because
go out
I
and
don't
check
lie.
It.
Why don't you read the papers?
Oh, I see. Okay.
You haven't read the book.
The Inquirer.
For sake. Why don't you read the book?
Read
you read
book.
The Inquirer and you don't read
look,
my
look
book.
Hey, look at all the.
You
work.
Had a lot of homework, did you?
Look at it.
Oh, you've had a tough night.
Hey.
You got 5 pages there. What's
well, about 20 pages
underlined?
For you. No, I did it.
No, you didn't.
I did it.
If you did that, then how did you not read the book? Look at this. This is not the book.
I'm not going to read the
book. The man has pages from magazines.
Why would I read the book?
Why would you read the book?
Why would I read the book?
Because that's why we're here.
No, you're here to sell
the book.
The
book is called... I'm not here to sell the book.
You're
I'm here,
here
to talk about my life. And that's the
and
name
that's
of the
what
book.
I had
that's
to be
not called
for.
My life. That's written by some journalist.
Well, no, actually, the parts that involved Lonnie was written by you because that was the opening of the book. That's what I found so fascinating, the introduction.
Yeah, well, look, he's smiling this Cheshire Cat smile, folks, which, by the way, is not working at all. He looks like Howard Stern on a short day.
Oh, you see, now you're trying to take shots. You're trying to get
you didn't take any at me, though, did you?
Not yet.
Oh, you didn't?
I just want to know
let
how
me
much
tell you
the
something.
Child
if you was. Do, you're going to take a nap because
oh,
what you've been saying
this is, rating
is insulting.
What if I said it's insulting?
You have not heard me. I said, look, I paid the third highest. Why do I have to prove to you? And I don't think it's anybody's business, and I don't think anybody out there gives a damn how much money it is.
Deal.
How much money did you pay in alimony? You got a divorce.
Got a divorce, no alimony. I've been with
did
my
you,
wife
was
now
was it
17
in the papers
years.
Every single day for 2 years?
No.
Were you under a microscope every day for 2 years?
Didn't make your money. I wasn't the number one
didn't
box
make
office
my money?
Draw for 10 years. I wasn't one of the most popular people in the country for all those years, too.
Well, you know something?
I mean, it's a cross.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. That's what I want
because
to learn.
Because I'm
you.
Not now. And I wasn't when I got the divorce.
But you were like the... I mean,
I would have gladly... I would have gladly when I was number one. And I did. Take any criticism that anybody ever had to say to me. And if you know anything about me, you know that's true. When you're not doing well and can't get a job because of a whole lot of things, you know, I was dying of AIDS for 2 years.
Oh,
they got cured.
That's BS, and you write about that. That's total BS.
I do write about it, but you didn't read that either in the book.
That part I did read.
You just said you didn't read the book.
Well, I didn't read the whole book.
You
I didn't read the whole
it?
Book.
You just, oh, I see. You went to the AIDS part. and then you went to the dedication, and then what did you skip over to?
Okay, one quick question for you, then.
No, you didn't read anything about Jack Benny.
What
you didn't read anything about the people in my life who were surrogate fathers. You didn't read anything about my father. You didn't read anything about the people who are so important to me and so important to America.
So I can talk to you about them, if you give me the
opportunity. You're not going to, because you want to talk about that bullshit that you got in front of
me. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Who shows this? Now, I mean, what's the name of the show? What's my name?
Your name is Don.
No.
You beat Rush Limbaugh.
My name's not Don.
Well, you know why?
We're even.
No, we're not even. See, I read last night on a piece of paper who I was talking to today, and I didn't do my homework, Don. So I didn't know who I was talking to. You didn't read the book, Don. That's why you don't know who you're talking to.
And we'll continue with Kurt Reynolds right after this.
Kurt Reynolds, yes.
Hi, this is a message for all you Toyota owners out there. Now, everyone knows that a Toyota is one of the most reliable cars on the road. A lot more reliable than most bus schedules and a lot of people I know. That's okay. We've got to depend on something in this world. And to make sure your Toyota stays that way, your Northern California Toyota dealer is offering a free 27-point safety inspection. Just bring in your car, and those reliable folks in the service department will go down their list, poke around in a thorough sort of way, and generally make sure everything's in tip-top shape. So stop into your nearest Northern California Toyota dealer today for a free 27-point safety inspection. You'll not only know you're driving one of the most reliable cars around, now you'll have solid proof.
See your participating Toyota dealer for complete details. Service appointments are suggested. Offer may vary by dealer and is for a limited time only. Cannot be combined with any other advertised offer.
This is a message from Office Depot with such good news, it even makes sense backwards. All right, listen carefully. You can register to win between now and November 20th in any Office Depot superstore, and you don't have to buy anything. 10 very fortunate winners will be selected at random on December 12th, so start packing. All right, by now you should be saying, what are you talking about, Steve? Let me tell you, I'm talking about Office Depot's Super Vacation Sweepstakes, a one-week vacation for two in Miami, including round-trip airfare and hotel, plus two tickets to the Super Bowl. That's right, the Super Bowl. All right, here's the best part. Almost everybody's eligible to win. All you have to do is come to Office Depot and fill out an entry blank. We're giving away 10 of these super vacations for two, and your chance to win is just as good as anybody else's. So come on into Office Depot by November 20th. And don't forget to send me a postcard from Miami. Oh, you know what? How about sending me some stone crabs, if you're not too busy?
Taking care of business.
They're coming. Out of the darkness and into your streets. They're coming. Small, ugly men with dark eyes and muffled voices. Women whose looks could turn you to stone. And yes, even a ballerina. What do they want, these outcasts of society? These convicts, these ghouls, these belly dancers?
Wow, Skittles.
What would it take to make them happy? What would it take to tame the evil in their hearts?
Skittles, hey, thanks.
Give them what they want. Give them the number one favorite fruit-flavored candy. Give them Skittles bite-sized candies. 5 fruit flavors in every bag. Thousands of taste combinations to choose from.
It's a monster.
Arm yourselves with Skittles and do it now before it's too late.
Hi, this is Shirley Jones, and I'd like to tell you about a different kind of pain-relieving gel that's the best I've ever tried for sore muscles and stiff joints. It's called Pain Gel Plus. Pain Gel Plus is different because not only does it stop my pain fast, it's the only pain-relieving gel with aloe, vitamin E, and a moisturizer. So it's gentle, too. I can really feel the difference. New Mentholatum Pain Gel Plus. It's strong, but it's gentle, and that's a real plus.
Use only as directed. Do you have a key for the door?
Yes, of course I have a key here. I'm sure I have a key here.
While you're looking, did you know that a key in Spanish means here?
Now I do. And here it is, a key.
National Dynamic Speed Tapes are fun, easy, and guaranteed to help you learn Spanish, French, German, Italian, Japanese, and many other languages. Just call 1-800-545-1985. 1-800-545-1985.
What's that number again?
Here it is. Aquí está. 1-800-545-1985.
This update from the KGO Radio Newsroom, a big job ahead cleaning up Houston's San Jacinto River. Pipelines have been gushing petroleum into the flooded river, and the oil caught fire and debris is clogging the shipping channel. What a mess. 19 deaths flood-related, confirmed. Israel's foreign minister wants the PLO to crack down on radicals who use terror to attack the peace process, but he also says Israel intends to follow through on peace. Prince Charles had three separate affairs with another man's wife. That claim from excerpts of the authorized biography of the prince published in the London Sunday Times. Time now for a KGO 24-hour traffic check.
Right now, the bridges are reported fine, but a new accident is reported on the peninsula, Highway 101 at Devil's Slide. Two cars involved there, and up north in Petaluma. Still have an injury accident working northbound 101 south of Corona Road. This report brought to you by Macy's. I'm Dan Shannon, KGO 24-hour traffic.
Cal Bears lost big to USC yesterday, 61-0. The 49ers, though, host the Bucks at 1 p.m. here on KGO. A more favorable outcome expected. Tailgate show in about a half an hour. The KGO Leo Chelino weather forecast for the Bay Area calls for mostly sunny conditions except for variable high clouds. Same temps as yesterday, highs ranging from the upper 60s along the coast to the upper 70s and low 80s in the inland valleys. Right now, 64 in San Francisco. On your Radio 810, News Talk Radio 810, where you don't miss a thing, I'm Joe Vincent, KGO Radio News.
In the studio, Burt Reynolds, one of the all-time greats. Definitely one of my favorite actors and one of the fun people. You did a lot of stuff with Carson. I think that's when you first won me over, when you were on Carson and you had good, funny one-liners and the like. Let's take some calls, if we can, from Tony in Carmel. Welcome to KGO, Ron Owens and Burt Reynolds.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Burt. You know, I'm a big fan of Burt's, particularly of his directing, but I'd like to know what species of wig does he have on right now, and has he ever considered therapy for his incredible anger?
What? Are you talking to me?
Yeah, what species of wig do you have on? Is it a chipmunk?
You know, Tony, I will cut that off.
No, that's okay. I'll answer that. It costs $2,000, so it must be mine. I own it. And as far as a psychiatrist, I've never been to a psychiatrist. In my anger, yeah, I have anger because of some things that have happened over my life. But I also have a sense of humor. If you're going to call me a gorilla, at least say you're a gorilla with a sense of humor. There's not very many of them.
Yeah.
And if you would like to discuss anything further with me, I'll tell you what hotel and what room I'm in.
No, there's another problem, though. You don't call up the program and you say to the producer you're going to talk about directing.
I told you that was what was going to happen, and you said it wasn't.
Well, it doesn't happen.
Sure.
And you have no reason to
answer. Because I'm picking on the number one DJ.
John in Oakland, Burt Reynolds, Ron Owens. Good morning.
Hello, Burt.
Hi, how you doing?
Even though I don't watch, didn't see your television show because I work evenings a lot, you're one of my favorite people on the screen.
Thank you, sir.
One of my favorites is Sharky's Machine.
Thank you.
And also, I remember seeing from Fallop Leaps and Blunders where you were singing in front of a horse and he spun around. And it was a very funny scene. But my three questions for you are, one, have you ever turned down a role that you later regretted?
About five of them.
Oh, yeah. And have you ever seen a role on TV or in the movie theater that you said, hey, that should have been me?
No, I don't do that because you eat yourself alive doing that. But I turned down... If I told you the pictures that I turned down, my IQ drops about, and it's already dropped enough already this morning, I would be down in about the twos. I mean, I made some incredibly dumb moves, but, you know, I also, I guess I made some good decisions because I was number one in the box office for 5 years in a row, and nobody's ever done that.
Yes,
so, but the pictures that I didn't do, and I should have done... I wish I had it done. If I had my life to live over, I'd do a whole lot of things different. But hindsight is 20/20, isn't it?
Sure it is. And my last question is, do you have any Jackie Gleason story to tell?
I sure do. I got lots of them.
All right, away we go.
Thank you.
He was a surrogate father for me. Because we have a saying in the South, no man is a man until his father tells him he is, and mine never did, which is why I guess I was such a long time ever being a grown-up, and my son helped that a lot. But Gleason was one of my surrogate fathers, and he would start having a little toddy very early, and he didn't want to be unprofessional in front of crew, so he'd say to Mal, who was his dresser friend, bodyguard, whatever, he'd say, Mal, hamburger, and that meant a glass of vodka, and that started about 8 in the morning. But he was never, ever drunk. He never missed a line of dialogue. He was always there. And one day we were on Alligator Alley, which is the middle of the Everglades. They had gone off to shoot a second unit shot, just the great one and me. And we're talking, and he's telling me his story as only he could do. And he's leaning back, and he'd had about five hamburgers. And he's leaning back, and he suddenly disappeared into the Everglades. He's gone. I mean, a chair tipped over. And I went, Jackie, and I'm screaming. And then I heard this voice say, "Never spill a drop." And that was him. I mean, he was fun. He was brilliant. If you know how versatile he was in terms of the music that he put out, the Gleason albums were extraordinarily beautiful and a very different sound. And he also, Art Carney once told me that Carney was brilliant, obviously, but Carney was better if he was frightened to death. And Gleason used to, right before they would go on the air, Gleason would say, "I tell you what, Art, you take my blocking, I'll take yours." And Carney would go, "What?" He'd say, "No, meanwhile, when I'm sitting in the chair, you sit in the chair." Well, those were some of the best shows you ever saw in your life. That's where all that nervous tick came from. Carney, he was petrified.
But Gleason, on the other hand, was always cool.
Always cool, and a great athlete, by the way. One of the guys that Charlie Durning is the only one I know that big that dances like Fred Astaire.
If you look back on your life, I mean, all things considered, would you have rather played football and done that and had that as your career, been a superstar in football rather than everything you've accomplished?
Well, I'm not sure. Every ball player that ever played high school or college ball thinks that he could have played pro football, and it's generally not true. That's why the percentage of guys playing it are very small. But if I could have been good enough to play, I would have loved to have played it. But because I probably would have ended up being a coach and a teacher, and I don't think that if I had it all to do over again, I would do that, because I would have missed meeting Miss Short and a whole bunch of incredible people, which is what I talk about in the book.
You never married Donna Short. You wanted to?
I should have. I was a stupid jerk not to. I was a total ass.
Would she have done it? Would she have gotten married to you?
I think she would have, yes. I talked to her about once a week from the time we broke up, and the week before she died.
What about Sally Field? Wish you would have married her?
Well, we were, let me just say this. I saw the best of her. She saw the worst of me. For that, I have great regrets. If I had to fight somebody in an alley, I'd like her at my back. She's the best actress I've worked with in my life, and one of the strongest women I've ever known in my life. She is Dawn DeRay, but I'm not going to get into who I should have married and who I, you know. You step on dollars to get pennies sometimes.
The book, My Life, Burt Reynolds in the studio.
Right now, you can get 50% off any pair of lenses when you buy your frames at Lens Crafters.
Lens Crafters manager Wayne Wolf.
Other places run special offers, but a lot of times the selection's limited. At Lens Crafters, you get 50% off every lens we carry, even featherweights and no-line bifocals. It's a real half-price sale, and we'll still make your glasses in about an hour.
Lens Crafters, 50% off all lenses event. Offer ends November 1st. See store for details.
This is a great offer. People should definitely not miss this. Right now, you can get 50% off any pair of lenses when you buy your frames at Lens Crafters.
Lens Crafters manager Wayne Wolf.
Other places run special offers, but a lot of times the selection's limited. At Lens Crafters, you get 50% off every lens we carry, even featherweights and no-line bifocals. It's a real half-price sale, and we'll still make your glasses in about an hour.
Lens Crafters, 50% off all lenses event. Offer ends November 1st. See store for details.
This is a great offer. People should definitely not miss this.
This is a sale many people wait for, the Anderson 4x4 Cellathon. Today's the last day of this sale, and John Anderson, you've cut the price on every single 4x4 in stock.
If you're looking for real value, this is the weekend to buy a 4x4. Every single Chevy and Isuzu 4x4 in stock is included.
For example, all 94 Chevy 4x4 extended cabs, $4,000 off the MSRP. And all Chevy Suburbans, Blazers, and Tahoes, clearly marked with dramatic discounts. All Isuzu Troopers and Rodeos, Cellophane priced.
You don't have to waste your time haggling over a price. You get our discounted sale price without a hassle. All you have to do is pick out your 4x4, and you'll save a lot of money during our sell-a-thon. This is definitely the place to buy a Chevy or a Isuzu 4x4.
The 4x4 sell-a-thon, today's the last day at Anderson Chevrolet in Los Gatos Boulevard in Los Gatos, 10 money-saving minutes from downtown San Jose, and Anderson Chevrolet on El Camino in Menlo Park, just north of the Stanford Shopping Center. Advertised prices may not apply to leases.
When you're getting married, there are a lot of confusing new things to think about. Bridal bouquets, invitation etiquette, the rehearsal dinner. Well, the Shane Company has found a way to take the confusion out of at least one part of getting engaged, and that's choosing your diamond. You see, when you come into the Shane Company, you'll find the largest selection of loose diamonds and unique ring settings in the state, and lots of helpful salespeople whose only agenda is to help you know what you're buying and help you get exactly what you want. We don't buy ring settings by the dozens like some other jewelers, so you know your ring will be unique. And the Shane Company carries all grades and all sizes of diamonds at all prices. So whether your budget is under $400 or over $20,000, you'll find your one-of-a-kind, one-in-a-million ring right here. So read up on wedding dresses and bridal garters, but leave the ring to us.
The Shane Company in Santa Clara on Stevens Creek Boulevard, east of Lawrence Expressway. San Mateo, Delaware Street exit off 92. Concord on Willow Pass Road. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
It's not just the sound of a quiet night in the neighborhood. It's the sound of a home not being broken into. It's the sound of a safe, secure home. Thanks to crime prevention tips and a home security system from Radio Shack. With Radio Shack to help you, you're not alone when it comes to fighting crime. To get started, pick up one of our free crime prevention answer packs today. Radio Shack. If security is the question, we've got the answer. Radio Shack, the National Crime Prevention Council, and the National Sheriff's Association, united against crime.
For most parents, the scariest part of Halloween is when the kids dump all that candy on the kitchen table. Well, this Halloween, do something different. Hand out little red boxes of Sun-Made raisins. Hey, at least your neighbor's kids will get something good to eat. And maybe next year, your neighbors will return the favor. Sun-Made raisins. Special packs now have free Animaniac stickers, making Sun-Made more than ever a kid's favorite raisin on Halloween.
Our KGO radio time. Ron Owens, Burt Reynolds, Brad from a car in San Jose. Good morning and welcome to KGO.
Hello, Ron. Hello, Burt. This is Brad, your audio book producer. I came to my town to bless us with yourself. I really like that. It's wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
Ron, I wanted to tell you, and I'm going to tell you too, Burt. I was lucky enough to spend 2 days down at Burt's Ranch in Florida producing the audiobook version of My Life. And I want to tell you, this is one fantastic guy. Bert, you're just terrific. And I came away from there loving you, and I know that how wonderful you are.
Thank you.
Although I will admit that I expected to see some pies going between you and Ron there any minute now.
No, he has no pies in here.
No, we were looking for pies. Couldn't find them.
You couldn't find them. It began to sound like the Jay Leno show, which was a terrific bit, I'll tell you.
No, actually, that was just fun. And I used to do that with Johnny a lot, the poor guy that came out from Nickelodeon, I mean, he's still standing around going, what happened? I was going to talk about Nickelodeon. We just had a good time, and I think it was fun for Leno, and it must have helped because they beat Letterman that night.
You and Johnny Carson are still close, right?
Yes, very close. He was incredible to me. And I wasn't expecting it. Not because he's not a wonderful friend, but Johnny's a very private person. And when I was having the worst time of my life, second worst. This is the first, most worst. The second worst. During the AIDS rumors, Carson came by my house twice a week and said, get fat and come on the air and get well. And Johnny, also in the book, there's a chapter about something that happened at his house, which was extraordinary, really. There were a lot of people that surprised me only in the sense that he's so shy and so private that to go on the line for you in a situation like that, it was extraordinary. And I can't say enough about him. He's a wonderful man. And he's the very best there ever was or ever will be at what he did. Unfortunately, nobody knows quite what that's called, a host. But if you watch somebody else that doesn't do it well, you know how hard it is. The first thing you have to teach an actor, and it's the hardest thing for an actor to learn, is to listen and to be a good listener and to make... Your job is to make the guest look great. And Johnny knew how to do that.
Trying to break the awkwardness, and I looked at him and I said, Bert, what percentage of that reaction was put on and what percentage was real?
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that was an incredibly horrible question to ask.
No.
He jumped over the desk, came over to me, and looked like he was ready to kill me.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something, punk. It's all real. Well, okay.
Yeah.
I believe him.
Well, but my feeling...
I wish he could be happier because he's got so much to be happy about. He's got such great successes in life. I understand he's going through a very, very difficult divorce. There are two sides on every single story.
Right.
But, you know, it's weird from my perspective. You write a book and you talk about all this stuff. And then you don't want to... I don't know.
Yeah, well, he was the one that brought up that he has the third highest child support.
Yeah.
Well, then what's the big deal? Tell us what it is.
I don't know.
It was very interesting. But
all right, well, Kathy, I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care. The problem is I didn't think it was a good interview overall, but I wanted to continue it because I think the most important thing is that you got a chance to hear him. Bruce from a car in South San Francisco. Good morning.
Ron, this is Bruce. I've never heard a bad interview on your radio station before, but I don't think, number one, Bert was into it. I think, number two, I think he had a chip on his shoulder.